Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Marion Call. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Shelley?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Thanks for being here. Marion, would you please introduce yourself for our listeners who may not know who you are?
Sure. I'm a musician and general troublemaker around town. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I have toured around the country and around the world for a lot of years. And lately, I'm touring a tiny bit less, although I just got back from concerts in the Bay Area this weekend. And for the most part, I'm nesting here in Juneau and hosting things like the open mic and a few other concerts that I'm booking through the winter.
Yeah, you're staying extremely busy, so
oh,
I don't think nesting is really the right word. Always in motion. Yeah, as you mentioned, you're here to talk about Mountainside Open Mic. Season 3 is kicking off tonight.
Yes.
And it's something that you started. It's wildly popular. Will you tell me the story of how it came to be?
I love open mics. They're how I developed my own craft, songwriting and singing, how you learn how to, you know, stand in front of a mic, stand in front of people, present yourself. And the open mic scene here in town is deserves to be more and more vibrant, and it's getting more and more vibrant. So I'm excited about that. There have been some great open mics in town, but nothing all ages. And I wanted an all ages open mic. So I started one at the Rookery. Travis and the staff there have been super supportive. So every spring and fall, we run for about 8 or 9 weeks in a row. And anyone's welcome. Any style of music is welcome. We have had hip hop. We've had classical. We've had originals and covers of all kinds. So anyone's welcome to stop in any age and play something, whether it's from your, you know, Suzuki book or your piano recital or a new hip hop thing or a folk song cover, whatever you like. Warming up your folk fest set for next spring, whatever. Mm. Come on by.
Yeah.
Everybody gets two songs. And at the end of the night, we always have a feature act, a local feature act, to inspire us all to greater things.
All right. Well, if anybody out there listening has decided, okay, I'm going to do it, what should they know about the setup?
You come down to the Rookery, signups begin and the doors open at 6:30 sharp. You cannot come in early. at 6:30, we start taking signups. Usually the first couple of weeks, there's plenty of room. As we get toward the end, you have to definitely get there early to get a seat and get signed up. We encourage, in addition to performing, if you want to come perform, bring your instrument. We'll have a PA for you. We'll make the sound work for you. We have a keyboard there even if you play the piano. If you are not a musician, you are invited to come bring some reading, bring some homework, bring your needlepoint. Mm-hmm. We have crayons. We have markers. We invite people to draw and color and scribble and write and, you know, just be creative in any other way that you want while you listen. And at the end of the night, we always wind up with color crayon artwork spread all over the tables, and it's just terrific.
Yeah, if I remember to bring my sketchbook, I do some of my best doodles while I'm sitting there listening.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's a nice supportive environment if you're a little bit nervous about playing in front of people. Everybody listens quietly instead of talking through you, and everybody is really focused on what you're presenting. And it's such a supportive crowd.
Oh, it is. Supportive and forgiving.
and loving.
And loving. And what is the sound system like?
We have three microphones, and we can do up to two lines in. We have the keyboard. We can plug in a guitar if you want. We can mic whatever instrument you bring. If we have a very large ensemble, sometimes we go unplugged because you can hear pretty well in the Rookery. It's a nice resonant room. And tonight the Sandwichers are playing, actually, and they're going to be unplugged, which is going to be absolutely magical. They're just fantastic. They'll close us out tonight at 8:30, and I'm very, very proud of them. Next week we have Super Bear, which is a new ensemble. I love their name.
Super Bear.
Super Bear, yeah. That's Libby Stringer got it together. It's with Ben Hignett and Travis Croteau, so it's going to be awesome.
Cool.
We have the Jam students playing the week after that. So we're going to have some classical student music and very high level.
Nice.
I'm really proud of them. After that, we have a hip hop showcase. Manor Arts, TJ Kramer will be presenting on Halloween week. That'll be October 30th. After that, we have Katie Henry and Terry Tivitt and Joe Emerson. And we're closing it out with Travis, the owner of the Rookery, has finally gotten his own band off the ground with a bunch of other awesome musicians. So we're going to have them close out our season.
Do you think he workshopped his act from the previous performances at Mountainside Open Mic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've had a number of people that I've booked now for the closing showcase, which is a paid gig. It's a paid 30-minute gig at the end of every week. I've had a number of people that I've booked who first started out by just coming to the open mic and practicing.
And that's amazing.
That's our goal, is to level everybody up musically just a little bit.
Well, you as an individual do so much to level people up. So thanks for doing that. I think, you know, there's a lot of people who who owe some of their success to you?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm just really proud of the music Alaskans make. I think it's interesting and I think it's unique. And I want to see people be able to take it as far as they can go. So that's why I love open mics.
And speaking of mentoring and, you know, giving people chances and helping them learn, you will even help people learn to run the sound if they want to.
Oh, that was a terrific transition. Shelley Delaney, I love you.
Thank you, Maine.
Yes, we are teaching people to learn to run the soundboard. It's very, very easy, even if it's a little intimidating. And we're starting with a nice little teeny soundboard, just a few channels. If you would like to learn how it works, no matter how, you know, what age you are, no matter how familiar you are, we're very happy to have you do a few songs in a row or a few bands in a row or a whole evening. If you want to learn, just come connect with me. I'm looking for volunteers.
Yeah, I'm sure I could use a lesson or two. Okay, so that's all the details for people who are thinking of coming and performing. If folks who are just attending to watch, what should they know about the rookery itself? Is there food and drink available? Things like that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think I even forgot to mention, this is happening Wednesday nights at the rookery. Doors at 6:30, music at 7. Every Wednesday night up until Thanksgiving, we'll be doing this. And there is food available. Generally, we have some pastries, sometimes a little bit of hot food, sometimes some charcuterie. They make a little bit of food available. And there's tea, coffee, kombucha, beer and wine, hot cocoa, you know, your rookery staples. Travis is considerate and doesn't run the espresso machine during music, but but otherwise you can have your delicious drinks. And the rookery is doing more evening entertainment too. They're booking some concerts on the weekends, and they also have game nights starting this week on Friday night. Tabletop gaming will start Fridays at the rookery in conjunction with Alaska Robotics and Platypus Con. And I think Thursday night they're doing dancing, so start checking out the rookery in the evenings. It's getting interesting.
Interesting. That is interesting. So that's awesome. And of course, all ages welcome. Bring your sketchbook, artist showcase. Let's see what else. Oh, if you're going to attend, should you still get there at 6:30? I know I've come a little after 7 and there's seating has been tight.
Seating can be tight. This first week, it'll probably be pretty chill. But in preceding weeks, I do recommend you come early enough to get a seat. You'll probably want to get there before 7 to get a seat in weeks following this, because people really love this event. There's a lot of standing room always, though, and there's a lot of people standing. It's really pleasant. It's been a lovely sort of special, intimate, crowded concert environment.
I like it. And you're also not competing with the other Wednesday open mic, which
we're
I
not.
Love.
If you want to open mic it all night, then you can go from our open mic straight over to Girls, if you're over 21, over at the Rendezvous, which is an evening of open expression for women. And that includes, ours is just music, but theirs incorporates poetry, comedy, live painting, whatever form of expression as well. So roll on from our place down to the Rendezvous after, and then Thursday night's open mic at the Alaskan also, if you're over 21.
Yeah, all right. You could just do it two nights straight.
Oh, you can just, I mean, go out there and play. Make a lot of music, right? This town's very good at it. We know every folk fest, and I would love to see more of that delightful folk fest spirit, you know, just like pouring over into the rest of the year. Yeah.
All right. Well, Marion Call, thanks again so much for doing what you do. I'm really looking forward to this next season of Mountainside Open Mic. Anything else you want to add or let folks know?
No. Come on down to the Rookery Wednesday nights. I am so proud of the music in our community, and I hope you are too. So come give it a listen.
All right. Well, I'm going to play one of your songs right now. This is the Avocado Song by Marion Call. Thanks, Marion.